Howdy, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is somehow pre-recorded, but still live from the lair. All right, now today is just a little bit of a longer letter. It's basically how the story of a dude going red pill. All right, we've all had very similar stories. Some guys, they only need to get their ass kicked one time, and they get knocked over the fence into red pill territory. Some idiots, such as myself, you know, you got to get my ass kicked 5-6 times before you finally, like, come to the understanding, like, you know, something here just is not right. And I think I'm done fucking around and getting my ass kicked over this. Yeah. And the young men of today, I've now watched, I think we're in our third generation of men get absolutely crucified playing this stupid game. You know, and I'm glad. I'm glad, and I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing to educate the young men out there so they don't wind up starting a shotgun or testing gravity, having an argument with physics, you know, seeing how strong their liver is, and dying prematurely because of it. Because men make up half of all the population on the planet, but yet are 80% of all self-deletions. So here we go. All right. Can you believe that we've been doing this show for over 10 years? Holy crap. And people still ask me what my philosophy is and what I used to create the show. Well, look no further. Here it is. This used to be available on Kindle only in a poor edited version, but I finally put it on print on demand and you can actually order it and read it without pulling your hair out or dying it. Every person walking around has a war within them. And with a book like this, not only can you fight that war, you can win. Do yourself a favor. The link tree is in the Meat Gazer box. Click it immediately. And it'll take you to Amazon where you can get this book and my fiction books as well. You like gore corn? Well, I like gore corn with butter and salt.
I'm 43 years old and have a good job as a pipe fitter, and I also have a plumber license. My main income comes from working for the union as a pipe fitter, but I have a small plumber business as well. I am unmarried and will never get married. Okay. Here's my story. And my observations as to why I am red-pilled and MGTOW. Okay. While in high school, I dated the same girl, and I was madly in love with her. She was my everything, and I planned my life around our relationship. Don't ever do this, gentlemen. All right. Even when you're a young cat, you got to pick this up, man. This is going to lead down a bad road. Especially today in current world. I wrestled in high school and was very good, but not quite good enough for a college scholarship. My GPA was also good as well, but at 3.2, I was not high enough to get a scholarship. All right, I get it. That's a lot of guys out there. There's a lot of dudes. Now, 3.2, in today's world, you could probably maybe get some type of minor scholarship at a lower-ranked college. But in my day, no. Yeah, that's not enough to do anything. Okay, she, on the other hand, got a scholarship to Oklahoma State University due to her high GPA. I had no other option but to enlist in the Navy as a hull maintenance tech. All right. I'm not really familiar with the Navy, but I'm assuming that, being a pipe fitter and that maintenance or that maintenance tech job go hand in hand in some way, shape, form, or fashion. I've talked a lot of guys into the service, and when they want to learn a marketable skill, I send them to the Navy. All right. After 2 years in the Navy, I got the Dear John letter from her, and I was crushed. Okay, all right. Now, first of all, this is standard operating procedure. All right, if you have a high school girlfriend and you go in the military, there is a 90% chance plus you're going to get Dear John. I have seen it happen to virtually all of the people I've served with that had girlfriends at home. And that was in the 80s and the 90s. It's probably even worse now. All right. 8 months later, I took 15 days of leave and dropped by her college to surprise her. This is just a big mistake, man. Take the hint. You should have taken the hint. Now, as I was driving by her sorority, looking for parking, I saw her on the house patio kissing another man whom I can only assume was an athlete of some type due to a Letterman jacket he was wearing. Listen, if you have a girlfriend going to college, you know, she's getting run through. That's just the way it is. Don't think any different. Don't be naive, gentlemen, especially in current year. There's a reason why whenever I hear a woman is a member of sorority, I add 40% to the body count. Because that's what goes on. All right? When I got off active duty, I hung it up to Teak House at Eastern here in Michigan. All right, I saw what goes on there. I know the drill. Not an idiot, and neither should you. That's why you come here, right? You come here for me to tell you the truth, not lie to you. So here you go. It was at this moment I accepted she was lost to me forever. You probably should have took the hint at the Dear John letter. Now, I understand, you know, I'll just drive by if she sees me again. You already kindle stuff. She lost me. She's different. That never happens. Never happens. I can't tell you how many times I heard these college girls like, well, he was my high school boyfriend. In the 70s, 80s, and part of the 90s, they actually had a word called starter husbands. Starter husbands. So they were like getting married for the feel of it and the practice until they could find a better man to marry, and then they crushed the dude's fucking life. So if they can do that when marriage is on the line, if she's just your girlfriend, dude, she's a dick cushion. Sorry. Not sorry. I spent the rest of my leave at home visiting old friends and family and did a fair amount of drinking. All right, that's fine. All right, I get it. As long as you don't become an alcoholic. If you let it go on too far, yeah, I mean, that can happen. I've seen it happen. My buddy Richard passed away from drugs and alcohol, and it's because his one and only wife stabbed him in the back ruthlessly. My family knew I was beyond heartbroken and did not ask any probing questions, which, okay, that's good. All right, it really bothers me when you have that stupid mother or that fucked up aunt, like, so what's going on with Mary Sue? Fully knowing that it's imploded just so they can watch you squirm and, you know, reactivate that pain in your face. For whatever goddamn reason that women do that, they love it. It didn't happen in this in what happened here, so good. My father drove me to the airport, and before I got out of the car, he told me this: do not let your pain break you. Use it to reforge what was broken into something stronger. Oh, that is quality advice. Quality advice. And I hope you took that to heart. And I think you did. I took his advice and went to additional schools that would increase my ratings and get me promoted. All right, so he basically dived into his job and used that pain for something constructive, which I advise every man to do. I did it myself, and I'm doing it right now. Over the next 4 years, I worked on several aircraft carriers and saw the world one seedy port at a time. Yeah! See, I was offered a fat reenlistment bonus, but decided to go home instead. All right, so he did his 4 or probably 6 years, and rightfully just said, fuck it, I'm done, I'm going home. And I get it. It's not, listen, it's not a career for everybody. I think the Navy's a tough career because you go out to sea and it is a suck fest from what I've heard. The only time I've spent on any type of military ship was a couple of Coast Guard cutters, which was miserable, and a few short hours on the last diesel fast attack sub that was basically in port at the Puget Sound. And I don't know what happened to it after that. I'm sure it might be a display piece somewhere. All right. I went to trade school and became a licensed plumber. I put my name in the local union and immediately got hired. If you're a veteran, you go to trade school, you put your name on the list. A lot of times you go right to the top. Within a year, I was a full journeyman due to my Navy experience. It was around this time I started dating another woman who I was very attracted to. But 3 years into our relationship, I found out she was cheating on me and had been the entire time we were together. I was hurt, but not as much as the first time. All right, so what we're seeing here is emotional scarring. More than likely, this was it. This was the nail in the coffin. He's probably like, you know what? Why am I buying into this fucked up equation when that really happens is it ends in pain and disappointment. The juice is not worth the squeeze. And he's right. I picked up and moved to Texas and started working for Exxon. All right, so he just said, fuck it. There's probably too many, bad memories at his hometown. And he said, you know, I'm out of here. And I highly advise this because nothing sucks more than like driving around and being constantly reminded of shit that blew up in your life. Like, oh, look, this is the restaurant that I took What's-Her-Face to and I asked her to marry me. Or here's the movie theater we always went to and I grabbed my first titty. You know, sometimes you just gotta wipe the board clean and start somewhere new. I won't bore you with the long story of how I rose in the ranks within the company, but I did and still do deep sea welding, plus pipe fitting on oil wells and drilling platforms. And when the oil business slows down, I work as a plumber. Okay, I plan to be retired by 55 at the latest. See how much money you save? All right, so, I mean, he's 43 here. He wants to be done. He could probably be done by 50. Yeah, so he's probably pretty close to that now. Some women get really pissed when you say, when you're like, when I was retired at 50, women are like, what? You retired at 50? I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm done. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, I just limit my overhead, live on my pension, you know, maybe work a small side gig. I don't need nothing fancy. And they get so fucking pissed. Because they know they're going to work until the day they fucking die. And they did it to themselves. They bought into the whole feminism cult of the can't understand normal thinkers. Yeah, 40 to 80 is a long fucking time. That's two murder sentences right there, 20 years apiece. And you did it to yourself. My high school girlfriend moved back to my hometown. She doubled in size and is married to an alcoholic and is a history teacher at the middle school level. So more than likely, maybe she married one of those jocks and it worked out for her, huh? Yeah! Oh, this is good shit right here. The other woman who cheated on me extensively died of cervical cancer a few years ago. Ooh. Out of spite, I sent a postcard with an aircraft carrier on it and put no return address and the following note. Karma is a bitch, and betrayal has consequences. Oh, and listen, you know she got that postcard, saw it was a Navy postcard, flipped it over, read it, and knew it was from him. She put two and two together. And then shortly thereafter, she expired. I'm not saying that was a good thing to do, and I'm not saying it was a bad thing to do. But I understand it. I really do. Because, you know, she didn't rip his heart out as bad as the first one. But I have a feeling she put the finishing touches on it. And that was it. All right. I am seeing many of the men I work with, co-workers, and most of my friends suffer from divorce. Now, looking back at my life, I'm coming to realize that it was a blessing in disguise that I was hurt so badly at a young age. Because I cannot imagine being hurt at that level and then adding the pain of losing children on top of that. You're not kidding. I am glad the young men of today are using caution in focusing on themselves. Now, everybody who sees this video probably has a similar story. Please write it down and email it to us at redonkulous12@gmail.com. And in subject line, put story. We'll add it to the rest of the database. The modern world today is now feeling the effects of all of these men who are walking away from the game. Because today, you can work your ass off, play the game, go to college, go to trade school, land that job that's paying you 60 to 90K a year. Climb the ladder, put in the work, and then you fuck up, get married, and then you get the three magic words, I'm not happy, and your life implodes. Now, I challenge you, please, go to any state that allows you to do a child support calculator on there, all right? Put in gross income, $5,000, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 a month, and then move down basically time with your child to 20% or less, because that's what happens when you get every other weekend, and then don't give the woman any income. She was a stay-at-home mother. And you will see with medical insurance, they take so much away from you, you are literally hovering above the poverty level, which is $15,950. So if you're pulling down 120 G's and you're living somewhere between $20,000 and $35,000, You are getting screwed. You will never get to retire. Your life is fucked. Because you bought into the old American dream. It's about time we change that up, you know? I think men should truly focus on themselves. Seek excellence. Whatever you earn in this world, you earn it for yourself. Enjoy your hobbies. Find joy, purpose, mission outside of being a husband and a father. That is my advice. And if you decide to invite a woman into that world, do not marry her. Don't involve the state in your life. Period. You can try the prenup. You can try all the crazy stuff. I don't advise it. I've done a few videos on prenups, and a large percentage of them, well, I shouldn't say a large, a good portion are thrown out by the judge, or they are allowed to be executed, but portions are either taken out or ignored by the court. All right, and say you have a prenup, no alimony, fine. They'll just jack up the child support more, and it's just indirect alimony plus child support. And then you will have the added insult of watching your children grow up and fast forward. The connection you had with them will disintegrate over time. And there's a very good chance you can wind up being alienated from your children, either directly or indirectly. One quarter to one third of men suffer from this. At least in the studies I've looked at. I could be wrong. And if I am, comments below, let me know that. But this is a dude who, in my opinion, did everything right. He did everything right. He wasn't like a super, you know, stud. He was a good wrestler in high school. He made the standard, got into the Navy. Learned how to be a pipe fitter, became a plumber from the GI Bill. I'm assuming they paid for that because they usually do. And didn't have to go, I assume he didn't go to college. Maybe he did later, but there is a path to financial independence, happiness, and contentment without having to go play the game and go to the indoctrination camp and get charged thousands upon thousands of dollars that's going to take you 30 years to pay off. So anyway, this is a red pill letter. There's no revenge in it, which, you know, it's a bummer. I mean, he did send a postcard, but in my opinion, that doesn't really count. I'm sure he got a modicum of satisfaction from dropping that in the post office box and sending it on its way. Anyway, that's me, gentlemen. You guys take it easy. From the echo chambers where no one dares to speak, I bring my comedy to break the bleak. Booze-fueled bits to expose the weak. Leftist babies crying.